pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome. Can I get approval of the agenda as presented?
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Can I get an approval of the minutes from August 2nd, 2022, regular meeting minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No unfinished business. On the new business, Compass Center for Families lease agreement. Those of you, you know that this has been kind of discussed for quite some time, and this is to put a property on the parcel of land just north of Karen's place.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Council. Thank you for having us again today. Compass Center for Families' mission statement is partnering to help build strong communities by strengthening families. As you're very well aware, and for the record, Compass is asking the City of Buffalo to partner with us in this mission for a stronger community through a generous five-year lease of city-owned land on the corner of West Federman and Smith, as the Mayor has mentioned. We are requesting a lease similar to CDC Region 2's lease, Karen's Place, a lease of that land on which to build a permanent campus for Compass, as we are helping neglected and abused children, as we empower and educate parents and families toward healthy relationships and lives. Stronger families are the foundation of our strong community, unlike the leases for the Buffalo Senior Center and the Johnson County YMCA and the Children's Center. The City of Buffalo would hold zero liability or responsibility for the funding, building, or maintaining of this Compass-managed campus. We additionally will communicate, as we have, and update Mayor and Council, current Council as well as future Council, on our fundraising efforts and progress toward breaking ground. Again, we believe that this location is the ideal spot for a Compass campus, and community partners like the Child Development Center, Buffalo Children's Center, the Johnson County Family YMCA, Johnson County Public Health, and our schools are located very nearby. We've visited with all the residential neighbors. Ghassan is going to hand you a summary of those notes, and that also indicates whether Ghassan or myself or Val Spanos or another board member or staff member visited those residential neighbors. We briefly mentioned that to you previously, but thought you might appreciate those words of approval from the residents, as well as support. On the flip side of that is also some notes on our visits with the Johnson County Family YMCA, Buffalo Children's Center, and Karen's Place. And you can see that all of those nearby neighbors and community partners have actually enthusiastic support and have offered help in that. Additionally, there was initially some conversation and concern about Absaroka Head Start. Ghassan handed you an email copy from Julie Kaufman, the executive director of Head Start, indicating her support of this project and this location as well. This morning I sent you an email. I apologize that it was this morning and not last week. I'm dealing with some significant family issues right now. Not your concern, but that's just my reality. In that email, which I'm handing out to you, I forgot, not the email, but the data, Ghassan has put together some data that Councilman Camino specifically asked for, so I'll have a hard copy of that. And then I also have a hard copy of an article that you may or may not have read in Buffalo Bulletin, written by an outstanding young reporter named Brian Hanrahan. Perhaps you know him, perhaps?
And I just wanted to say,
you know, putting together the data for you. I know you haven't had a lot of time to review it, but often when people think of Compass Center for Families, they think of our CASA program, which was our flagship program. But truly, we have so many families that serve the families in our community across a variety of programs, including CASA visitation and parent education are things that people commonly think of. But we've expanded the Project Thrive that serves many families in our community with emergency stabilization and case management that helps to move them out of poverty. We also help coordinate the Emergency Rental Assistance Program for families who are struggling post-COVID in Johnson County. Also, in partnering with the school district, we have brought the Parent Liaison Program, which we've operated going on 8 years now and shared it to Johnson County, which on average, one liaison works with 250 families annually. We partner with the school to provide the pool scholarship fund. I mean, not the school, the pool, they rhyme, but two different things. The pool board to provide the pool scholarship fund. And we recently have taken on the Care and Share program from the Chamber of Commerce. They felt they no longer had the means to do that program. And if you don't know, that's the program that helps families in need obtain Christmas for their children. And we felt that really fits with the mission of Compass. So that is a lot of families that we serve in our community. We really know that, I mean, Bill passed out the article, poverty is in the rise in Johnson County, and we are taking a lot of steps in our programming to support families in regards to that nature. So I really appreciate you taking time and considering our request for this lease.
Lastly, I would just add that throughout our discussion since March, actually I think Councilman Madison, you and I met in late February because I remember our trucks were iced over. What I've appreciated throughout these conversations is the idea of moving to a five-year lease to start. And simply, as our board has discussed this, at first we were like, well, why wouldn't they give us a 10-year lease? But 5 years motivates us, and what it motivates us to do is to take action. In our conversations, we've talked about this facility. You've got all the plans or tentative plans for it being somewhere between $1 million to $1.5 million. That's a lot of money to raise in this economy. 5 years motivates us to do that quickly. We're optimistic. I believe you're familiar with the Wild Gives program, which this last year happened on July 13th, 2022. Maybe some of you participated in that. We're nonprofits from across the state have one site on Wild Gives. That day with the leadership, and I will give kudos to my friend Kasan here, she really spearheaded the effort. Compass Center for Families raised $28,675 in individual donations because of our standing as a nonprofit, helping to fight child abuse, child neglect, and child poverty, helping families. We received a matching donation from the Hughes Foundation for $10,000 and a matching donation from Wells Fargo for $5,000 to bring us a one-day total of $43,675. That makes us more optimistic.
I wanted to interject one other thing, is we've also recently hired a development director who raised all of the funds for the Yes House buildings of Gillette and is well-versed in capital campaigns and looking forward to this one as well, if you so choose to partner with us.
And so on behalf of Compass Center for Families and the children and families we serve, we appreciate your thoughtful consideration of our ask of this five-year lease to build a stronger community by strengthening families. We seek your approval this evening. Kasan and I are happy to answer any questions or concerns you might have.
Any questions?
Thank you.
I would be remiss if I didn't thank City Attorney Kerbin and his staff for expediting and communicating. We had a pro bono attorney out of Sheridan help with some of the language. And so thank you very much. Thanks, sir.
Great. Thank you.
Can I get a motion to approve the lease for Compass Center for Families, the lease agreement for 5 years on the parcel of land just north of Heron's Place?
This is not the right time.
okay with having a motion. If there's a second, we could discuss it at least and vote. So I'll make a motion and move this forward so we can at least discuss.
And a motion to second?
I'll second.
Motion to second. Any discussion?
I guess I'll start. Neither of you are surprised, probably, by my opinion on this. I think Compass is a great organization. The land down there is valuable parkland. I think it's worth far more to the entire city as parkland than it is to put a building on it. I also don't feel like this is the role of municipality to be doing this with different land. I wish you well in your finding your land, but I can't get on board with it personally.
I guess a lot of Councilman Hart's concerns, you know, I have a lot of similar concerns. I know, you know, I've talked to you a little bit about that. I mean, I support the organization myself personally, also through my business at the bank, but I'm concerned about giving up that city land that's right by the park as well.
I'm a yes vote for this. I'll just say it up front. I believe that every opportunity we can give children a step up, a helping hand, whatever you want to call it, the best shot in life, I'm all for. And I'll be honest, me and Councilman Hart have had conversations, and a lot of mine comes from voting out of emotion. And I'm going to be a yes for this. I'm a foster parent. And I know that there are lots of kids out there that need the extra help, need a safe space to go to. There are families that need that extra help, but if they have one certain solid place to go to that they can trust and know where it's at, then I'm a yes vote for it.
May I respond?
Yes.
Thank you. Former councilman mayors had the foresight and the wisdom to grant Karen's Place Child Development Center Region 2 a lease some 10 plus years ago, a small parcel of land. Now it's a 30-year lease. The city has no liability, no responsibility for the land or for the maintenance of that land. I've been on council. I know the difficulties and the hard decisions that have been made over the years regarding both the Children's Center and the Johnson County YMCA, as well as the Buffalo Senior Center, that this city does put money and dollars and time and energy in for our senior citizens, for our kids, for our families as well. I honestly cannot see that little piece of land in the future, and no, I don't have a crystal ball, absolutely do not, being used for anything more important, more impactful, and more meaningful to the safety and health of the most vulnerable of our citizens, our children. I would respectfully ask if you could come up with any possible use short of a sand volleyball court that's been discussed for this little piece of land.
Mr. Holly, Karen's Place has got a 30-year lease now because that land is literally worth nothing to us if they're not in that location. So with that building on it, it's worth them being in it. But if they're vacated, we've got a building that we can't really do anything with. It's the same thing. This, for me, is not an emotional decision. This is a business decision. That's exactly why I'm doing it. My opinion, and I think it's unfair that we're just trying to push this. It's completely an emotional situation.
It's not emotional. It makes sense for the city of Buffalo to partner in this way. Am I emotional about it? Absolutely, because I see the work that people like Dasan and her staff do. So it does hold some emotion for me, 100%. To say that the city isn't in the real estate business is absolutely absurd. Absolutely. Flatiron Drive, and other places. To think that somehow the future financial stability of the city of Buffalo would somehow be harmed by a five-year lease, which, if bottom line is, if we can't raise the money and break ground, nothing ventured, nothing gained. I'll just leave it there, and I'll leave it on your hearts.
I would just like to add that I respect everybody's opinions in this, and I respect everybody's vote, how it's going to go. So, any further discussion? All in favor of approving the Compass Center for Families lease agreement for a five-year lease, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Aye. Right now we're at a tie. So, except right now we're currently at a tie with no legal ability for a tie breaker tonight.
So what does that put the standing at with Councilman Camino's absence? Is this a debt issue for this current council and mayor? Or can this be brought to current council? Really? I'm sorry.
I couldn't tell you how Councilman Camino feels.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, and I was not aware.
I know he had something going on that's put him out of town this week.
Yeah. Right. So my question is, procedurally, Robert's rules of orderly, is this a debt issue, and or can we bring it back when Councilman Camino is present?
Madam Parliamentary?
I'm trying to remember. I know that there is a time period before it can be brought back.
Mm-hmm.
So I will look at it and email it all.
Thank you.
I can say that. I just think back when we were on council, I think there was things that were brought back, but I don't remember the time period.
Yeah. And Councilman Hastings, that's kind of why I was asking.
Yeah.
And that's been a couple days ago.
Right.
I've slept since then.
I'm thinking there was a garbage thing that was here, and then
this got grunt marked.
I don't remember how long that was.
Yeah. Thank you.
We'll
I appreciate. Thank you. Sorry. I appreciate your time. I appreciate the conversation.
Yeah.
And you'll be hearing from us.
Thanks, Bill.
Buffalo Kiwanis Club. Adam Street closure request by museum August 20th, 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. for Longmire Day's pancake breakfasts. Can I get a motion to approve the Adam Street closure on August 20th, 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. for Longmire Day's pancake breakfast?
I'd make a motion to approve the Adam Street closure for the Kiwanis Club for the Longmire breakfast.
Motion by second.
Second.
Yeah. Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Reports. The new city attorney, Mr. Kirby.
The old city attorney.
Old new?
Not new. No, I don't have anything.
Okay.
I delivered that. Dog and cat shelter agreement to Julie, so I think it's ready to be signed. And if you want to do it, sign it, just drop it.
I don't think they reviewed it. So.
Building inspector's office.
Mayor, council, I think we've reached an agreement with the Deer Park situation with the easements for our water lines, future water lines. It sounds like we're going to move forward on that. We'll make an application for annexation for next month's planning meeting. We've also, it sounds like there may be some sewer issues at Bighorn Co-op. They're looking into getting city sewer, so I've had Mr. Kerwin draw up a contract for a sewer connectors agreement on that. If they decide to move forward, we'll look at annexation there also. Other than that, we have shot back and forth the contract between us and KLNA for the engineering of the North Main storm drain. It's come back and forth, and as of today, they're looking at it. They think there's something missing on there. So they're going to revise it, send it back to us, and we'll take another look at it. So we're still working on that. And that planning meeting next Tuesday at 1. And that's all I got.
Any questions for Terry? Chief.
Comments.
Would it be easier from back there, Chief?
Just up to you, sure.
Yeah. Right. My knee hurts watching you.
Okay. Again, sorry for not being able to attend the last two meetings due to the surgery, so I apologize for not being able to be here. I'm glad to be back in some capacity. First off, I'd like to start by saying during Rodeo Week, went off without a hitch. Our parade, I think, was phenomenal. So I'd like to thank everybody that helped us out with that, with traffic control. And again, I think it went great. I had a guy that helped us with cones at the end of the range, so that helped us immensely. A couple cases of note. Last on the 8th, we had a call about 1:30 in the morning with a female in distress over at Holiday Inn. Two officers responded during the course of that investigation. They learned that there was a domestic at the KOA. Talking to the victim, she advised that, you know, she had been strangled, assaulted, and at one point a handgun was pointed at her. Our officer responded. We were able to locate the suspect and was taken into custody. The following day, we continued that investigation. We were able to recover the gun that was used in that offense. We did receive quite a few complaints in reference to speed coming down the mountain, as well as Carrington and North of Smet. Our officers we did a speed detail and a traffic detail. So in the last 3 weeks, our officers made 116 stops. We've had our speed trail over on North of Smet, so I'm hoping that's helped alleviate some of those complaints. During one of those stops, Officer Kionis actually found a covered trailer that was full of motorcycles. It turned out that trailer was stolen. The unfortunate part was the gentleman that was pulling the trailer had no idea it was stolen. He actually was taken on Craigslist. The trailer was stolen. He burst it and ended up with a fraudulent title. So we were able to get the trailer back to its rightful owner and able to get all the property back to the gentleman that was driving that night. So kudos to Officer Kunis for being a heads up and taking care of that. School starts next Tuesday, so our school coming, you're probably going to see high visibility between us and the Sheriff's Department. So if you see a bunch of police next week around the schools, nothing's wrong. We're just trying to decrease our visibility. We're going to keep the initiative I started back in January. Our day work officers are going to be making routine checks during the day at all three locations. I've joined a school safety committee, if you will, to be myself, Sheriff Odenbaugh, County Attorney's Office, Superintendent. I mean, there's so many different entities, all the principals, and basically trying to come up with ways. We don't have an SRO. There's been talk of this hybrid SRO with ARPA money. That's still on the shelf, so we're going to just continue to do what we've been doing. The only good thing is that there's a lot of good discussion. We have DCI coming in to do a presentation with our teachers with recognition of, you know, some of these drugs that are coming into the community with our fentanyl crisis that we have. So that's a good thing. So it's an initiative that we've done to try to beef up, you know, some knowledge that our teachers have, and also the communication between our teachers with not just active shooter, but with maybe some issues in the school. How are we handling interviews? How are we notifying the police when we have an issue? Whether it's a parent liaison that might be a liaison between the schools and the parents. So that's a great thing that we've started. We've had two meetings. We have another meeting coming up in September. So with that being said, as far as training goes, Austin McCarter, I think I've reported it before, we actually received a $50,000 grant from Operation Underground Railroad. They specialize in sex trafficking children. We received that donation. We were able to receive equipment and training to be able to forensically download and analyze all our electronics, so cell phones, computers. Before, we were having to run our phones and computers to Casper or to Sheridan to get downloaded, and it was, you know, we were in a line. So right now, we have one officer in my department, two in the sheriff's office that are trained. So if we receive a phone during a case, whether it's drugs, trafficking, whatever it may be, if that phone or computer is used, we can now forensically analyze that ourselves, which saves a great amount of time in our investigation. So it's just a huge, huge asset for our investigations. Preparation underway for Longmire Days. I had a good meeting yesterday. We have our schedule, which everybody has a copy of. Seems like it may be, we're hoping for a large turnout, but we're only expecting one actor. So we have all our events planned. I think the dance Saturday night is 6 o'clock in the evening. But then we have a couple extra officers that are volunteering their time to come in, folks will come time to help out with that. We probably got the numbers at the end of the year. The other thing, when I started in January, we were on our way to blowing our budget, especially in dispatch. Between the new schedule, lots of hard work on dispatch, getting full, we actually came up just about $60,000 under that projection. So huge gains for our department. We're full in dispatch, we're full in the police department. Looking at some numbers, nationwide, they're 42% higher than they were the year before for retirement. So that means people that aren't eligible for pension. So then 23% higher for people like myself, left the job because of what was going on. After, planning on staying 30 to 22 years, I left. I think that has our community says a lot, that we're full, that we're back, that we're supported, and I can't say thank you enough to that, to say that, our officers are out doing jobs, putting their lives on the line, and they don't think twice about it anymore. So thank you. If you have any questions, I'd love to answer those. Thank you all, appreciate it.
Lesser.
Well, probably some of you already know this, but the truck wreck was finally removed a week ago today. And it looks like they only broke one bag of sugar. The bears will clean it up. We started painting crosswalks this week. We're in preparation for school starting next week. And doing a lot of hole patching. Other than that, I'll answer any questions you might have. Oh, and paving on Bozeman and East Foot will start on the 29th of this month. It was supposed to start a week earlier, and they moved it back 1 week. But they still plan on moving in and getting it done. So. Thank you.
Oh, one question. How's the paving going out on Flatiron?
I think their main line should have finished today.
They're doing sidewalk today.
Oh, they did sidewalk today.
Yeah, they finished main line yesterday. I poured the other half yesterday and sidewalk.
Oh, okay.
Started sidewalk today.
Okay. So that'll all be open here pretty soon.
Any oral or written comments? Oral or written comments? Oral or written comments? Hearing none. Announcement. City Employee Picnic, August 18th at 5 p.m. Planning and Zoning Board Meeting, August 23rd at 1 p.m. Department Head Meeting, September 6th at 7 a.m. City Council Meetings, September 6th and 20th at 5 p.m. City County Meeting, September 20th at 7 a.m. City offices closed September 5th for Labor Day. Can I get an approval of the bills as presented?
Move to approve the bills.
I'll second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign.
Move to approve.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
All right.
Opposed? Have a good evening, everybody. If you didn't vote, please vote.